You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Seize them cameras. You are watching and listening to the Grown Up Hip Hop New York After Show.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop New York After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On tonight's episode, we will talk about Fat Joe and how he doesn't want his son to follow in his footsteps. And Medina and Bina let everyone know about this situation. Plus, we have your Growing Up Fashion, your fan shoutouts, hey y'all, your news and gossip, and so much more. But before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce us, the panel here. So, I am Howard III. Sitting across from me tonight is Missy.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to talk about this episode.
Yes, so much fun. Byron K is out. He wasn't feeling too well, so we will see him next week for the season finale, Missy.
Yes. Woo, woo.
Okay. Because this was a long season.
It was. Yeah, I was just like, cool. When is this going to be the finale? I'm waiting. Waiting.
And now we're going to get it. So before we jump into tonight's episode, let's get our overall thoughts on Seize the Cameras, tonight's episode. What were you thinking?
Wow. Just wow. A lot unfolded. I feel like for the first couple of minutes, it was kind of moving slow because they're trying to get the foundation. Right. But then maybe the last 3 minutes was honestly the best because it's very entertaining. One and two, it just went wild. I just want to see kind of the aftermath of next week's episode, how it's all going to play out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like this episode. Like you were saying, it was a little slow. I'm glad we caught up with Designer and Bina and seeing where that whole thing went. Mm-hmm. But like you said, towards the end at the cookout, the barbecue, that's when the real drama came.
Yes, and I was here for it.
Okay.
Yes.
All of it. But before we get into the barbecue, let's talk about Fat Joe and how he doesn't want his son to follow in his footsteps. I mean, he's been saying this all season. Ryan was just like, I don't want you to do this. He caught up with Irv Gotti and Ja Rule, and he was just like, these kids have been handed everything. They've been living in mansions all their life. Why would I have my son go to a major label and he's not even doing the necessary steps to get to that point?
Yes, and I understand where Fat Joe is coming from, because I feel like Ryan is kind of just been, everything's been given to him, you know, like this, the spoon fed whole vibe. So I think that Fat Joe has, I think that's a good outlook to have, just because you need to work for it, because there's a lot of people in this industry that didn't have that opportunity that Ryan has. Right. So moving forward, I think if he does want to take his rap career seriously, he needs to start making those steps for himself and not his dad. It'll be one thing if he's already got these mixtapes going on, he's already putting in the work and he's like, yo, dad, I just need your help with getting to this connection because I want to do this. Exactly. But Ryan's just trying to have his dad do all the work for him, basically.
That's what
I'm maybe just hop on a song one or two and then get the glow up from there. He just wants to take the easy way.
I could see that. But I mean, he did have a few songs he had his dad listen to, and his dad was just like, that's not it.
Yeah.
And it's just in Ryan's shoes, how long do I keep waiting for my dad to keep telling me that's not it? I think Ryan should just drop the song.
I think Ryan doesn't need approval from his dad. You should keep doing music. He doesn't need the validation. I think that's what he's looking for. And it's right. You're still working on your craft, honing your skills. It's going to take a while till you get that signature voice. And I think right now he just needs to figure out what kind of vibe he wants to be in the rap world. Do you want to be a chill vibe? do you want to be like a hype vibe, mm-hmm. like a normal vibe? I think he's like trying to figure out his way.
I could see that.
Because, like, his songs, like, I remember it was, like, a couple episodes ago where he did play those songs for his dad. And, like, he was like, yeah, it's good, but it's, like, where do you take this, though?
Right.
So, I think he wants him to think about, like, the next steps, you know, and not so much of, like, what's trending right now. As for, like, because, I mean, he could put out a song, but he's going to be, like, a designer, like, the rapper.
Right.
Or, like... I don't know who else has, like, put out a song in here. But I can only think of... Or Fetty Wap. He put out a song.
Oh, yeah,
you don't hear about them anymore,
Fetty Wap had a nice little run, too.
Yeah.
But that was it. I don't know, Ryan. You mean... Just see where it goes.
Yeah.
If you want longevity like your dad, then yes, keep listening to him. Take his advice. Or maybe get yourself another mentor.
Yeah.
Maybe not even your dad. Just somebody... you could even have Ja be your mentor.
Right. And he he can also, like, have that goal of just being, like, a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Like... You know, make millions and
you
then
still,
like, and then like drift off. Like that could also be an option.
So make your millions off that one hit, invest, and then just cool, kick it.
Yes.
Shoot. That's what I would do.
Right. But then it's like, if you try to get back in the game, they're like, oh, he's that one guy. So.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know. Still at the sit down, we also saw that Irv Gotti is still getting this Murder Inc. tour put together. It's still a little iffy. He was inviting Fat Joe and a few other people, like Charlie is going to be on there, and then Vita, and then Lloyd. But they're still iffy on Ashanti. And I really wish Ashanti would just kind of pop her head in here and just be like, hey, y'all, let's talk about it.
No, she's not going to do that.
I know. I'm like, she probably won't do reality TV, but yeah. I really wish in this moment she would just clear her name or maybe even do a few interviews, go on Wendy Williams.
I just feel, well, yeah, seeing him on Wendy Williams, but also I just feel like maybe it's just not important to her and she probably doesn't care like what happened between them, because I feel like especially she was probably single when they were like dating,
right?
And he had, you know, Deb and his kids, so like it was more like he lost more from that relationship than Ashanti did. So I think this was just like one step to the next level when she was with Irv. So I don't even think, maybe it wasn't like an actual relationship, like maybe it was kind of like friends with benefits, like they never really established what the relationship was.
I mean, true. I thought he said he dated her. Like, they were together, but, I mean, he was still
But then, like, she was friends with Deb. It was weird. Like, it wasn't... They never really, like, fully, like, unveiled, like, all the information. They kind of just talked about the surface stuff. Like, what we know as listeners, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I say, Ashanti, still get that money, girl.
Right.
I understand that y'all may have your issues. Maybe put it together or put it to the side for a few dates. You don't even have to do the full tour.
Yeah, and do it for your fans. Like,
yeah, because the fans do want to see that.
Yeah, and especially like with your songs with Ja Rule, like that's for the fans, not for your...
You know what? I think she already went on tour with Ja Rule.
Oh, yeah,
they
I think
had
she
their
did.
Own little tour because everybody was talking about how this was like a knockoff of On the Rule, On the Run from Beyonce and Jay-Z. And I was like, let Ashanti and Ja Rule live.
Yeah.
So maybe she's probably like, I already did a tour with Ja Rule.
Yeah, and maybe she probably doesn't even want to talk to Irv. So like, I mean, this is just me like speculating. But...
Okay.
But I think it's funny how any chance he gets Irv, he always brings up Ashanti.
He does.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's like it's super bizarre. Like every chance he gets, bringing Ashanti. It's weird.
It's very weird. And it's like, who knows? Ashanti could be dating somebody. Like, that's disrespect to her relationship now. Or Irv, I don't know. He's got somebody, you know, entertaining somebody. It's like,
probably
disrespecting all
Maybe
these relationships.
Maybe he was like, he felt some type of way, how it all like played out. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. One thing we do want to see is the continuing love that you guys have for us here at AfterBuzz TV Network. We love you guys so much. So, Missy, let them know how much we love them.
We love you guys so much. We just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. So, please subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Also, we do fan shout-outs, so please, please, please leave comments, and we will give you a shout-out for our season finale episode next week.
Yes. And we see you guys are in the live chat. So make sure you guys leave some comments down there. We want to know how you guys feeling about this whole Irv Gotti and Ashanti situation. Do you think Ryan should find another mentor and just, you know, pretty much tell his dad he can kick it to the curb. But let me know. I got the live chat up just for y'all. So let's talk about this whole episode, which was really just Medina and Bina letting everybody know about this situation. And the situation was, of course, Bina and Designa getting into it. We picked up on that and how there were a few fists flowing, you know. Bina got her one little lick in there. One little one, but you know, Designa played it cool. Designa was like, you better, she told her brother Flea, you better be lucky I'm here to be your manager, because if I was your sister, I would have hit her back. But I'm your manager, and she's, you know, trying to interrupt our video shoot. So I was giving her kudos for that. Definitely. Because she really stepped up and was like, I could take it to the left, just like she did, but I'm trying to still
keep I mean, she kind of did take it partially left.
She did.
Especially with her choice of words. If she was trying to be, like, super professional, she could have handled it where she, like, wasn't saying the things she said.
Right.
But she didn't go physical how, like, Vina did. So that's kudos. But I just feel like this whole thing of, like, the whole beef, like, no one's telling, like, the story from the beginning. They're kind of just, like, skipping to the middle.
Mm.
And it's, like, I feel like that's just, like, not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's giving different sides of the story.
Yeah.
Everyone. Oh, sorry. Just real quick, I want to shout out Raven McKean. Hey, Raven girl. She said, my girl in her bag now. That's why. Talking about Ashanti and Ja Rule. She also said, you can't have Murder, Inc. without Ashanti, which is very true.
Yes, very true.
So thank you for watching. But still with the whole, I just don't know about this Designa and Vina thing. Like, I wish they would be able to bounce back from this, but it's too messy. And Medina really caused this whole mess. That really had nothing to do. Yes. Bina could have stayed out of it. I understand, like, this is your aunt, this is family. But Bina was dragged into it so heavy to the point where she had to take her mic off.
Well, honestly, like, just from the beginning of the whole fight, Bina could have stopped it, but she didn't. She let her auntie be kind of messy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it could have just went, like, it could just been stopped from the jump. But I feel like they're trying to, like, get them to be fighting, you know, it wouldn't be good TV. But, you know, but I just feel like this whole thing is just really messy and it's dragging out. And it's just, like, unnecessary. Because we could have a conversation about it instead we fighting and you, like, hit me. So, like, now it's getting to, like, another level.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, like, I don't even think they can be in the same room.
No, probably not.
And especially that they got Kid Capri and, like, Flav into it now. That's just, like, why are we bringing our parents into it? Like, I mean,
Some mess.
I mean, Medina is, you know, Kid Capri's age. So it's just like, why are you bringing your brother into this? Yeah. Like, this is a whole... Bye.
Okay. I mean, let's talk about that because Bina goes and talks to her dad, Kid Capri, and then Designa's talking to her dad, Flavor Flav, and they're both telling their stories, which I don't know if it was the same story. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bina kind of said, like, oh, I did kind of get physical with her. Designa was like, oh, well, you know, she tried it, but she didn't try it hard enough. So now you got different stories, and now the dads are upset. But luckily, I like the way Kid Capri approached it because Kid Capri called Flav and was like, you know, let me just holler at you. Like, we're from a different generation. Let me just sit down and talk to you. So I do appreciate him doing that.
Yes. And also, well, some things I didn't really favor of, like, what Kid Capri said to Flav because he's like, well, you need to tell your daughter this. And it was like, okay, like, she's grown. So it's like, I understand where you're coming from because this is unnecessary drama. But at the end of the day, like, telling someone else's parent how to respond in a situation is like, weird, I guess. Like, I just got, like, a weird vibe from it. But Flav was cool. He was like, okay, yeah. He tried to defend her and was like, oh, she's just like me. She's good people. But I think something was said that, like, upset her.
Right.
So I think that whole situation maybe was helpful in a sense, but I don't know.
Gina's back. Hey, Gina girl. Gina said Medina is old enough to know better. Medina is awful. She's a mess. Oh, Byron's in the live chat, everybody. Byron K says, what's up, fam? What's up, Byron? But, you know, maybe Byron could let us know if he watched the episode tonight. Cause you know. How he's feeling about Medina and her... Oh. And her shenanigans. Because I just don't like it how the dads got involved.
Me either.
But at least they kept it cool.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they did have a talk. I do feel like Kid Capri was putting more of the blame on Designer.
Yes,
like he was saying, he was just like, you know, she shouldn't be saying, you know, suck my D. You know, we know she's a female and blah, blah, blah.
And she doesn't have that part. Like, okay, we know that.
Exactly.
But also when Vina Love brought it up to her dad, he was like low-key like annoyed. Like, y'all call me down here for this.
Exactly.
So it was like, this was just very like, petty, like, to him. He was like, this is dumb. Like,
how he came out through the curtains from the way back. He
came out, like, so hot.
He was like, what's that? Like,
and how Medina was like, oh, yeah, your dad's gonna be, he's right here. Exactly. Like,
he was upset, but at least they were able to just kind of squash it, and they were just like, okay, you know, I'll talk to my daughter, you talk to your daughter, and keep it pushing, pretty much. But before they kept it pushing, just real quickly, I did want to touch on us seeing Little Mama real quick, how she came back and she's doing her music. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, I'm here to sing. I come from a singing family. We also got to see how OnStar was talking to his captain, as he calls, you know, his stepdad. And I just love their family dynamic. I wish Little Mama was in this season more.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
I said it before. It's like, girl, you weren't in Atlanta that long. You weren't on that season that long. So now you're back home. We're supposed to be seeing you get your stuff together, get this music together. We barely even see you.
Right, yes.
I don't know if this was a setup just for your brother, which, you know, I'm not mad at. Keep the family hustle. But unfortunately, you know, WeTV had signed on for you.
Right.
So I want to see the music. I need to see the behind the scenes. Like, Mama wasn't giving it to me this season.
Yeah.
And I'm a Mama fan. So I'm like, come on, girl. Where you at?
Oh, you're sad.
I was sad. In the studio for 2.5 seconds.
Yes.
Which I still feel like that was an old scene. I don't know why, but I felt like she already had that same outfit. Maybe I'm just having deja vu. But if they chopped and placed in this whole scene.
Chopped and screwed. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking from that whole scene, she really doesn't, her heart is, like, not in the music. Because I feel like her dad is, like, really pushing for the album.
Right.
Because she's, like, trying to do other things, like, start up, like, her own business and, you know, just kind of be an entrepreneur. And, like, I just get that vibe from her. But she can also still do music. But she just didn't seem, like, super excited about it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, girl. Like, I want to hear the voice.
Yes.
Just drop us a few singles. Like, just give me an EP. Five songs. That's all I need. But still keeping with the family thing. So, Mama throws her own little, this heated cookout.
Oh, Lord.
Child. It was a cookout for a cookout for a cookout. So, I don't know if everybody was Little Mama's family. Because it was a big family. It might have been a family reunion.
Yeah.
But everybody was out there. We also saw Siani and how she came out there to DJ the event. But as she's DJing, she sees a familiar face, which is Medina. And then Siani doesn't even want to be bothered with Medina. But Medina does not care. I mean, Siani gives her a quick hello and just keep it pushing to the side.
Right.
Apparently, Medina's like, oh no, we need to speak to her.
No, Medina came in there hot and heavy. She was ready to throw shade. She was like, oh, is that Siani on DJ? Okay, this is better this time. Okay, I'm happy as her manager.
Okay.
What? Where did that come from? Like, you having to talk to me since, like, you almost, like, try to cuss out me and my mom. Like,
exactly.
What?
Talk about you're my manager. And
right.
It's like, you just told me you want to book me for an event like this.
Right.
And her confessional, Medina was like, I don't know why she's doing this little event with five people.
Yeah.
Like, girl.
She tripping. And then on top of that, she was like, she knew what she was doing, like, for sure playing with Siani. So, like, that was just, like, especially when Siani was like, look, I don't want to talk about this right now. Let's, like, find, like, a different time. And Medina should have respected that. Be like, yo, you right. Enjoy your time. I'll see you later.
Okay.
But, you know, obviously not.
No.
And I felt like she really did gang up on her. Like, now that I'm reflecting on the episode, like, she did. Because she didn't have no help. I mean, like, not help, you know, but just someone there to be like, yo, like, quit it.
Exactly, like, cool it off. Because Siani tried at first. She was like, I don't want to talk about this today. Can we talk about it another day? And Medina just kept on pushing on the issue. And Siani's like, I don't like the way you came at me, the way you came at my mom. How did you not know my mom was a rapper? Like,
that's,
and I'm glad she touched on that. And Medina's like, I was just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how did you not know?
Let's get the facts straight.
Exactly.
And on top of that, like, Medina wants respect so badly, but she doesn't give it to people. So it's like, why should I give you respect if it's not reciprocated?
Exactly.
So, like, that's my thing with Medina. And then on top of that, she's just a whole mess. Like, wardrobe and what was she wearing? Like,
you didn't like the slippers? The pink fuzzy slippers?
No.
They were Fenty.
Oh, they were?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what they were, but you know.
Claire's.
Not Claire's. Byron in the live chat says, Medina is toxic AF. Sorry, everybody, but I still gotta love her. Medina is a midlife crisis. Ooh, child, Byron.
Yes.
Raven in the live chat says, Little Mama's dad came in like a bulldozer. I was shook, LOL.
Yo.
Child, before we even get to that, let's just set up the whole situation for our listeners, because I don't understand where it came from. So while Medina and Siani are going back and forth, Little Mama is getting called over by her dad, and her dad is like, what's going on over there? Like, what's the issue? Little Mama's like, oh, you know, last time that Medina and Siani saw each other, it was words exchange. Nobody was feeling comfortable. Apparently, that's all he needed to hear, because Little Mama's dad said, listen, for you to come up in here and go out this child, like, you need to calm down. I'm going to show you, you know, these cameras, what they can really do. And just went off.
Yes. I would have been super scared if he approached me like that aggressively. Yeah, I would have been like, oh, I'm leaving. And that's why I didn't understand with Medina and
Vianney?
Yeah, Vianney. Yeah, because why didn't they leave?
I don't know why. I mean, we might know next week.
Yeah, because they were just standing there like, what's going on? Like, you need to go. I would have left. Like, left my shoes. I would just dip. Like, okay.
Exactly. But I was like, I understand he's mad, but he did come a little bit aggressive. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's just like a New York type of thing or East Coast type of thing, but I was like, sir, maybe have Mama talk to them.
Yes.
Like, voice your opinion so we know that you're serious, but then have Mama come in a little bit sooner.
Maybe Little Mama Show came up with her dad instead of him just like running up there and like acting crazy.
Because even the dad was like, no, like you tried to handle it, now I'm handling it. And it's like, well, hold on.
We didn't even see Little Mama handling it.
Exactly.
So I was like confused.
Yeah, because he told her to step to the side. And then that's when Mama was like, well, Siani is a part of family. And then that's when we found out that the captain, Little Mama's dad, told Siani's mom, Charlie, like, I'm going to look out for your girl. You know, if she's around me, we're going to be cool. And I guess he just felt like, you know, she was being ganged up on.
Well, she was.
She was.
Because Medina saw her by herself, so she was kind of, like, vulnerable in that sense. So she felt like she could say something and just kind of, like, put her in her place. But when Siani was like, I don't want to work with you, that's when she was like, hold up. Let's talk about it. No, crazy lady.
No, you gotta go.
Crazy lady. Okay. She couldn't help but feel rejected.
Chelsea J says in the live chat, I wish we had more content for that fight. The editing was confusing.
Yes.
It was just, I was like, what are we watching? A horror movie?
The camera was going crazy. I was like, can we get a tripod in here?
What was that like? Not a tripod. What was that movie with the Godzilla and they was giving everybody headaches? Remember that back in the day when the camera was like, you're going to get
headaches? I think it was Cloverfield.
Cloverfield.
Yes.
It sure did give me a headache. And this was Cloverfield.
I was like, what is going on? Camera spinning. I was like, I'm getting sick.
Talk about, oh, we should probably go. Should we call the cops? I'm threatened. I'm like, girl, I don't know. I thought they just had like a few people around. I think they have security there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, clearly they would have been outnumbered. You're at the family reunion.
Right.
Girl,
it's time to go.
Okay.
And they just kept standing there. I'm like, y'all don't have any backup. You don't have a... Come on. Bye.
It was a whole mess. I was like, ooh.
And my thing is, like, Medina, she always talks about somebody's party. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nobody's here. It's five people here. Like, dang. Like,
well, Medina, you throw the party then.
It's so weird. I'm like, why do you have to talk about other people's parties?
You throw to get together.
Yeah.
Just a whole mess. But I'm interested to see what's going on, because I'm just trying to figure out how we went from OnStar dancing half of the episode to the fight to the cookout. I'm just like, child.
Did you like OnStar's moves?
You know what? He's very talented. I will say that. He is really talented. I was like, you know what, sir? You dance.
He was busting a move. He was sweating and all.
Okay.
That's how you know you're going to work out.
I'm also glad we saw Ja Rule's kids, Brittany and Jeff, for a little bit. We didn't see JoJo, so who knows with JoJo. We didn't see Ange and JJ. So I'm like, maybe they're going to save them off.
Why didn't they come? That's so weird. They literally show Britney and Jeff for like 5 seconds, and they are just like showing them dancing.
Showing
like,
them dancing, showing up. What would have really been some good TV if they would have bought Designer.
Yes!
If she would have came through with her family.
Oh, that would have been so good. They would have
shut it down.
It would have been like multiple fights happening for sure. Actually, no, they would just like teamed up with Siani, and then like they would be fighting like Vina Love and Medina.
Just it would have been a mess.
It would have been a whole mess, but I would have been here for it.
Okay, like that's TV.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe that's why they didn't invite them, because they knew like it was about to pop off.
Yeah, can't get a two out of
it. It would have been like a whole like Love and Hip Hop reunion.
Oh, Jocelyn Hernandez, baby. Fighting everybody. Child. Oh, Lord. Well, is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we move on to the next?
I think we covered it.
Yeah, still good episode. Excited for the season finale. Make sure you guys hang in here with us as we give you some predictions later on, so you want to know what we have to say. So let's move on to our Glowing Up Fashion, our special segment where we like to choose who was looking the best, who had the best vibe, the best makeup. I'll go first. Mine is Siani. I was feeling the blue sunglasses and the red hair with it. And then she had this, like, the race car jumpsuit. It was everything for me with the hoops. I said, okay.
Okay.
She rocking that red just like her mom did in the back. I said, you don't really want to be compared to your mom, but you giving your mom looks. You know what I mean? Like, Charlie Baltimore used to give us red all the time growing up. So, I'm glad to see it in Siani.
Yes, that's cute. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have a picture, but I have two. So I love how in the confessionals, how Medina switches up her hair. Like, yo, like, I love it. She has so many different wigs. Like, I'm like, she girl, does. I love this. Like, you're always like different personalities. What's my flavor for the week? Like, love it. And then my second one is when they're at the barbecue and, Vina Love was wearing, she was wearing that like one piece romper with the shorts. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like that. It was like pink and orange. What would you say? Like, what pattern that was?
I didn't even
like
know.
Like paisley or something? Is that what that is? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But I liked it. It was like two colors and it was cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
Raven in the live chat says the wig was crazy. I'm sorry. I love her though. That's Missy's choice.
You know, I was trying to give her a compliment because I did shade her. So
you sure did. And you didn't care.
Nope.
So let's get into a little bit of fan shout outs here, where we like to say some of your comments that we've been seeing online through our YouTube page. So first up, we have Lisa Morris, 1966. She said, I'm surprised that the guys didn't fall out laughing when Ryan was trying to play pool. Talk about last week's episode when Ryan was having the boys' night out. Child, I don't know what he was doing with that pool stick. It took me a while to, you know, play pool too, but I was like, somebody could have told him. Somebody help him. He needs some milk. So next we have Miss OMG. She said Ryan already tried rapping and was called Rye. So valid. He has videos on YouTube from 6 years ago and he was a big flop. Ooh, you didn't even know and neither did I. Or neither. She said you didn't even know, neither did I, nor anyone. Oh. Wow. I didn't know that. Ryan tried rapping.
Oh.
He got a few videos. You gonna go check that out, Missy?
Yeah, I'll actually go check them out.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you feedback.
Give us a few feedback, girl. Sydney Q says, watching from Australia. Hey, Sydney. Thanks for watching. You two are awesome to watch and listen to. You always tell the truth of each episode and never play stupid when it comes to your favorites. Thank you. Talking about me and Byron back then. Emma Bell was saying that not calling Kid Capri Kid Cudi. Listen, the kids get me confused.
It's a lot of kids.
Okay, Kid Capri, Kid Cudi, Kid everybody. So now let's get into some news and gossip. Yes. With Missy. What you got for us, girl?
All right, y'all. So Little Mama was on, well, this is a repost about the Shea Room, but she was on her story giving advice. She said, If you are friends with someone who's attractive, be their friend under no circumstances. Do you cross the line unless you are absolutely ready to take them serious? Otherwise, you are not a friend. You're selfish. You are thinking of an immediate satisfaction, ignoring the end result. And then she said, I'm guilty of it too. There's been times I've seen a partnership going absolutely nowhere, and I still engage. That's not right. Got to protect who we love, especially if we know we can ultimately hurt them or be hurt based on intentions. Mm. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's a good one for sure.
I would say that. Yes. Know, it's nice to be friends first.
Yes, I agree. I feel like a lot of people like skip this friend step. They just go straight to like, hey. Well, that is hey.
Hey, what's that?
But hey with, what are you, let's Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm. I don't know now. What are they saying now? Disney Plus?
Netflix and chill. That's the new one.
Okay. Well, thank you for that news and gossip.
Yes.
Let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, it's a season finale. You know, we're going to catch up from where we started off tonight with the, I don't know if it's going to be a fight. I don't know if somebody's going to seize them cameras.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see is happening for the season finale?
Season finale, they kind of showed a clip about Murder, Inc.
Ooh,
unexpected
true.
Guests. So I'm thinking, okay, who did Irv? Someone had have to have beef with somebody that showed up and they weren't supposed to. Because it looked hot. Everybody was mad that this person showed up. I'm trying to think of, like, which, what rapper would it be? Like, because it wouldn't be someone now. Because this is, like, back in, like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. So I'm like, okay, like, who would it be? Like, I don't know. I was, like, five then. So, like. So I'm over here like, okay, it's not, like, all the people that are at the concert. It's somebody else.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Like, would it be this? I don't know. Like, does he have beef with P. Diddy? Because that's the only person I'm thinking of.
I don't think he does.
Okay, well, I don't know then.
I don't know. Throw me a bone.
No, that's it. But with the party, it's about to pop.
Okay.
Maybe they're just going to calm down like little the captain and be like, yo, chill, chill. It's good. Good people. I think that's going to happen. I don't think anything crazy.
I know. I say with the party, you know, we did see the cops show up.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're going to have to shut down a little family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get shut down for sure. Vina and Medina are probably just going to eventually just walk off and just be like, that was crazy. You know, how dare he?
Right.
They're going to get whooshed away or whooshed, whatever, pulled away. A mess. For the secret guest, I feel like it might have been Ja Rule's son who just ran the stage, wants to give us his new single.
No, they were mad about
it.
Oh, they were mad about it, though. They're like, oh, they playing us.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it can't be his son. Why would they be mad at his son?
It's going to start off with a son. And then, I don't know, who else it might be?
That's why I said P. Diddy, but I could be wrong.
We don't know. Maybe just another fan.
Oh, yeah.
Just bum rush the stage?
No, I don't know. I feel like it has to be someone that's, like, that was in that time.
Because
they were, like, in the, like, smoke. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's a hard one.
It's a tough one. I do think Ashanti may show her face.
Maybe.
Maybe show her face. You know, or they might get a clip, or they might just be like, Ashanti did end up showing up. Hopefully we see Charlie Baltimore.
Yes.
Well, we already know that JoJo is going to... Well, JoJo's married.
Yeah.
So congratulations to JoJo. But I think he's going to give us a little bit more info on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the wedding for the season finale. Like, I got a wedding date.
Mm-hmm.
For Designer and, like, Flea and the family... I don't know. I just see them still moving on.
Yeah.
Hopefully they mend their beef with Medina, but it's going to be tough.
Yes. And, like, overall, I, like, really predict... I just really hope that Flav and their kids, like, stay in contact.
Yes.
And still, like, have that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to meet Flav's new son.
Oh, yeah.
The baby.
Yeah, the baby.
Oh,
I think his
gosh.
Name is Jordan.
Ugh.
I think.
The two-year-old.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, still in the live chat, Chelsea J says, I'm really excited for the LA season. Raven said, oh, it could be 50 Cent.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't even. Good one,
good
Raven.
Good one, Raven, yes.
Oh, because remember when 50 bought out the first two rows to Ja Rule's concert?
And it was empty.
This
oh.
the concert.
Oh.
This is it.
Oh my gosh, that would be so funny.
Raven, that's a good one.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Let 50 Cent just show up. Oh yes, my gosh.
Please.
Ooh. Oh, T-Mac in the live chat says Lloyd. So, I don't know. Maybe Lloyd could go, because Lloyd's already a part of the tour.
Yeah.
So, maybe he's going on before somebody else.
No, it's 50 for sure. After she said that. Oh, yeah. Yes. He up there sabotaging the whole concert.
Buying out all the seats again.
Yes.
Just because.
And then he got on stage and performed before Ja Rule.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, let us know in the live chat who you think could be the... the surprise guest. I mean, is it 50? I don't know, honey, but we're going to have to see. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us those 5 stars and also leave reviews there. We love you guys over there. We're also on Spotify, so make sure you check us out over there and subscribe to the AfterBuzz TV Network reality TV station here, because we have other shows that you guys can watch. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show on Sundays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I do the Back to Reality show on Black Hollywood Live on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So hang out with me there. Missy, where can we find you?
Hey guys, I'm Missy Bernier. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Missy Bernier. Also, you can catch me on the Temptation Island after show, which is coming on right after this show at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Woo! And we'll see you guys for the season finale.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.